Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Right after celebrating her 43rd birthday, a London TV producer falls into bed with an American billionaire, and then 10 days later reconnects with an old flame, Mr. Darcy, played by Colin Firth. The result? Renee Zellweger's back in Bridget Jones' Baby.
I'm pregnant.
So you have no idea which of us is the father?
Well, there's the movie. And no, I won't tell you whether Patrick Dempsey, the American, or Colin Firth, the upright British barrister, is actually the responsible party.
Bridget, who do you want to be the father?
I don't know.
For better or worse, fate has brought us together.
Are you in love with him?
I have been in the past.
How do you orchestrate such cliffhangers in your life?
That's Emma Thompson, who's excellent as a sardonic obstetrician who seems to be amused by this soap opera situation, as most of the audience will be, at least to some extent. This is the third film in the Bridget Jones series, and a decided step up from the number two film, Bridget Jones: The Edge of Reason, a baleful bomb that exploded some 12 years ago. None of the plot is in the least bit believable, but the performances are mostly charming, the pacing is brisk, and there are a few scenes, particularly involving Bridget's TV work, that will produce titters, if not quite belly laughs. It's rated R for lots of discussion of sexual specifics and descriptions of sexual equipment. 2.5 stars for Bridget Jones' Baby, which may provide a rebirth for a series that had seemed increasingly irrelevant.